Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. I'm Ray McArdle. I guess I'm going to kind of switch it up. I just got done recording just maybe 15, 20 minutes ago. Just got done recording the sequel to yesterday's, The Forgiveness of the Father, was going to be today. And I forgot to save it. So I will try to do that one tomorrow. But since I ran out of time for today, I'm going to have to do something a little shorter. So we'll talk about trusting God today. Trusting God. I want to encourage everybody with the Footprints poem, if you've never heard of it. One night, a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I understand why when I needed you most, you would leave me. Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you and I would never leave you. During the times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. I think that's important to remember. That God never will leave us. I mean, he's always right there. You know, always need to, we shouldn't cease to trust our Heavenly Father. There was another poem that I knew of. It's pretty interesting. It's like a back and forth talking to God. God, can I ask you a question? God, sure. Promise you won't get mad? God, I promise. Why did you let so much stuff happen to me today? God, what do you mean? Well, I woke up late, yes. My car took forever to start, okay. At lunch, they made my sandwich wrong, and I had to wait. On the way home, my phone went dead. Just as I picked up a call, all right. And on top of it all, when I got home, I just wanted to soak my feet in my new foot massager and relax, but it wouldn't work. Nothing went right today. Why did you do that? Let me see. The death angel was at your bed this morning, then I had to send one of my angels to bad limb for your life. I let you sleep through that. Oh. I didn't let your car start because there was a drunk driver on your route that would have hit you if you were on the road. Ashamed. The first person who made your sandwich, they were sick, and I didn't want you to catch that, what they have. I knew you couldn't afford to miss work. Embarrassed. Okay. Your phone went dead because the person that was calling was going to give you false witness about what you said on that call. I didn't even let you talk to them, so you would be covered. Softly, I see you, God. And oh, that foot massager that had a shortage that was going to throw out all of the power in your house tonight. I didn't think you wanted to be in the dark. I'm sorry, God. Don't be sorry. Just learn to trust me in all things, the good and the bad. I will trust you. And don't doubt that my plan for your day is always better than your plan. Silly as it may have been, or as silly as some of the things in there, you know, or as little as some of the things may have been, you know, it's important to trust God. That's the point, you know, that His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. And even when we don't know what's going on, you know, and we're not really sure, you know, what the Lord's doing, He always has our best. I think it's always important to remember that God really, really has our best. And our little puny fleshly minds can't, you know, can't compare to, you know, God always is always many, many steps ahead of us. So it's definitely important to trust God. He's our Heavenly Father, and a father, you know, has the best, you know, interest. Thank you for joining the Daily Inspiration, and have a blessed day, and thank you for listening.